All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy. Happy Friday, everybody out there. So yesterday, Leroy, did you see the news? You're pooned. Yeah, I don't know. Internet is ready to go out for the weekend. It's ready to party.
Come back.
See that Pete Carroll said that he regrets not signing Colin Kaepernick in 2017. He regrets it.
I hate when people do that.
Damage is done, my friend.
Like now all of a sudden you want to, like, oh man, we should have signed him.
Pete Carroll. No. Well, here's what he
said. You didn't have the onions to do it, not worry about the backlash. And now you want to come out. Don't even say something like that. Just let it go.
Pete Carroll, he says that he regrets not working out, not signing Kaepernick, and that he has inquired about him this week.
Really? Can I ask you a question? Does that sound like a look at me situation? I'm down with the get down.
Yes.
So it's just a look at me move. You don't buy it.
Yeah. Come on, really?
Huh?
Who? Name it. Think about this. Go back to Dante Culpepper and Drew Brees. Has anybody on the Dolphins said in that situation, oh man, wish we had signed Drew Brees? No. Know why?
Well,
it's a moot point. Fans have said it.
Nick Saban said
it. They're playing the result.
Nick Saban has said it. He said it in the lead up to this draft. He says, don't do what I did with Drew Brees and Dante Culpepper.
Well, he was doing that to pump up his quarterback, Tua.
He was. Right. He was, but he didn't
right.
say it.
But no. Guess what? Man, like, sometimes you can make the right decision and it doesn't work out. If you go back and you decide, am I going to take a quarterback with an injured leg or an injured arm? You take the quarterback with the injured leg. Both had success, and in fact, at that point in time, Dante Culpepper had more success than Drew Brees.
Here's what he says. He says, quote, I regret that we weren't the one way back when we did just do it, even though I thought that it wasn't the right fit necessarily for us at the time. The reason it wasn't the right fit, because I held him in such high regard. I didn't see him as a backup quarterback. And I didn't want to put him in that situation with Russ. It just didn't feel like it would fit right. That's the way I felt about it. So I just wish that it would happen. I wish that we would have been part of it when he was available then. We're kind of set up right now. So football-wise, it doesn't seem like a fit for us, like I said. But there's a lot of time here. We'll see what happens. So he's saying, I thought Kaepernick was so good, it would have been awkward. Would have been weird.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Have you ever gone up to a girl that showed interest in you and said, you're hot, too hot to date?
You're too good for me.
Right.
Well, in Pete Carroll's situation, not saying anybody would do that, but in Pete Carroll's situation, is he already had a hot girl. He was looking for a backup hot girl.
A mistress.
Well, hot girls don't play mistresses.
Well, no, I mean, like, sometimes they do.
I'm telling you, in these Vikings and in the old English and in Rome or whatever, they just call it out. Hey, he's got a mistress. That's his mistress.
He also says he was right on it. He was right on the topics about police brutality and inequality. He was right on the subject matter at the time. That's so obvious now, where maybe all this flack that flew about not honoring the flag and all those things weren't even a part of the demonstration or what his intent was of it all. That just skewed the whole discussion. I don't think that's around now. I think it's a different time frame.
I just got a text. Nope. Still a thing.
Still a thing.
Yep. Somebody also said, oh, now Leroy wants to use the onion phrase.
You like it, right?
No. How about this? How confused will everybody be if New England signs Kaepernick and everyone starts cheering for the Patriots?
That will be weird. It would be a good move by Belichick, but obviously he doesn't need him because he has more talented than Tua. So why
says
would you
who?
Do?
Says
Sims. Chris Sims. Chris Sims.
All right.
Quarterback guru. All right. I tell you what. I'm a couple of feet away from putting him in the same category as Adam Gase. I got to be honest.
Whoa.
Really?
I got to be honest.
That's top this five.
This guy doesn't know quarterbacks. I'm telling you.
Because he won't put your guy. He won't put your guy in the top 20.
Won't put my guy even. He won't put him in the top 25. Won't put him in the top 35. Put him in the top 40.
I think I would say, for me personally, there is no rookie quarterback that would be lower than 25. Meaning that 25 or less, I would not have a guy who's not played it down.
Do you? I know there are reports from TMZ saying that Kaepernick is working out like crazy to get an opportunity to play. But do you think that? Do you think that there's part of him that maybe doesn't want to play because he doesn't want to feel like he's being used? Like what you said, like
because if he thinks he's getting an opportunity and he can take advantage of that opportunity, he should take it. What simple as that?
Like what about that workout? What about the workouts he had? The workouts he had last year. Remember when he changed the side of the workout?
Yeah, but that was garbage because they tried to make him sign his life away. Like they tried to like have him sign a waiver and stuff like that. I didn't blame him for that for not taking that.
If he has the opportunity to play, and he'll know. For example, if Pete Carroll were to sign him now, then you could make that point. But if somebody like Jacksonville, if somebody like New England, you know, if somebody who, you know, could very well really need a guy to come in and play quarterback were to sign him, you'd have a whole different approach to it. Even if he doesn't end up playing.
Right.
You'd have a different approach to it. So it depends. Like, I think he wants to play. But some of the things you just said was he probably is looking at the situation and say, yo, I barely got a chance to play here. Why am I here?
Robbie, let's get some headlines. What do you got, man?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought
somebody
to you.
Chris Sims did put Blake Bortles 72nd when the Jags ended up in the AFC Championship game. So he nailed that.
That's when I like Chris Sims.
That list
point about Blake Bortles.
I think that list was right before, like that before that season started. I remember Chris Sims was getting ripped every time the Jaguars would win a game, and they started piling on Chris Sims.
Well, he was. He just threw it out there that he was like, "Oh, he's the 70th best quarterback," and then the Levitard Show, I think, had him as a daily guest every day, where they were making him reveal his top 70 quarterbacks because he's like, "This guy doesn't have 69 quarterbacks ahead of him. That's not real." Now instead of for goofs, he's doing it for legit. He's like, oh, no, a goofy Levitard bit. Now I have to take serious.
All right.
Anyway, what do you got, Ryan?
So I was just distracted by the TV. I saw him get up. I think Carmelo Anthony, he did some, I don't know if it was an IG Live or whatever social media outlet platform he did with Ernie Johnson. He said the Blazers are allowed to come back, but he said he is still up in the air about coming back to resume the season.
They won't lose any sleep, Carmelo.
I thought you were going to make a Carmelo's never been up in the air joke.
Last time he tried to dunk, he ended up on his back. How you going to be 6? What is he, 6'8"?
How annoyed is that? I tell you one thing, though. Like, if you're Damian Lillard, okay, Damian got his he got his opportunity to come back and play in the playoffs, which is what he wanted. Like, how annoyed is he that Carmelo's like, yeah, come on, I don't know if I want to play. He's like, really? I already got Mr. Fish Talker here.
I would say he's thinking, I mean, is he good enough for us to care?
Maybe.
Yeah, he says, quote, we don't know a lot of information, and so until we have that, it's just hard to commit to that 100%.
Hard to commit. Hard times. What else you got, Robbie?
And so I also got distracted by the TV with this because you guys are talking about washed up, people washed up. So Philip Rivers, he is apparently upset, aggravated that people think he is washed up.
Your shot put the ball. Your throwing style is scary looking at best. And you threw the ball to a bunch of teams because your arm was weak last year.
You also got.
I can see
also,
where people could come to that.
You're also playing in an entirely different time zone this year because your old team.
So more people going to see that throw in motion.
Yeah. So. Ooh.
Yeah, here's a quote. He says, "When you heard that, it bothered me because I wanted to go, quote unquote, shoot. Let's go turn on the tape and watch all the good things." That's what he said. Go to the tape.
I mean, I got to tell you, he is one of those guys that's going to end up in the Hall of Fame that we're going to look back and say, dude had a great career and we never really acknowledged it, came up short. You know what I mean? It's like every year in the playoffs, Phillip Rivers is going to have like 3 minutes left and down six.
Yep.
Or down four.
Always, no matter what.
I don't care what the record is.
What else you got, Robbie?
All right. So we are less than 3 hours away from the reopening of the Hard Rock.
Are you excited?
Oh, boy. As soon as this show's over, I may have to camp out, you know, tailgate.
Are you? Wait, whoa.
We just going to let that go by? I'm going to go tailgate?
Well, it doesn't open till noon. Chances are I might get there a little bit before noon, so they're not going to. I have to sit there and wait until they open, if that's the case.
Jeez.
Pandemic, nobody working too? Woo. Going to be packed.
Packed.
They are going to keep it. They are going to try to keep it within under 50% capacity. They're going to do temperature checks. Everyone has to wear a mask. And if you don't have a.
Hey, here's the text. And there we have Cap's problem. He want to be wifey and don't understand he a side chick. I hate when that happens.
So Leroy, this may be a good headline for Leroy. So Leroy, did you hear that Beyonce is reportedly in talks to be in Black Panther 2?
Ooh. Who's she going to be?
I don't know.
When is Black Panther 2 coming out? Because they haven't even started filming it.
Well, I mean, Chadwick Boseman has to finish the Spike Lee movie. You know,
it's
doing
done.
The press tour. And then he's off doing his thing. I don't know.
Right. You know what? You know what's funny to me? When you see a movie, for example, when you watch Batman and then see my man get interviewed and he's got that Irish accent, and you're like, whoa! Wait, when Chadwick, when he's interviewed, and you're like, wow, he don't talk like the Black Panther at all.
Your favorite role of his, Robbie, is Black Panther or
Vontae Mack, baby. First overall pick.
Kevin Costner, drafted a linebacker, number one overall.
Yeah, he traded all the picks to move up and took the guy who could have been there at his seventh pick.
There's been a few linebackers go first overall. I mean, Jadeveon Clowney is considered a linebacker.
Oh, he's edge rusher.
Let me see. Where was LT drafted?
I think he was second overall. He wasn't number one overall.
Second. Okay. Khalil Mack, he was fourth.
Yeah, he was three or four. He was not number one.
I'm trying to go back in the day.
You gotta watch this movie. You gotta watch the movie, Leary. It's a great movie.
I think there's a couple of Bosa's were high picks, right?
Well, Nick was two, Joey was three, and John, dad, ultimate boss from the Dolphins, was like 15.
Andre Bruce,
he was Rams.
1988.
Courtney Brown, I don't think was a first overall. Wait, was Courtney Brown number one overall?
He was set. Remember, they had two Penn State guys go back to back. It was his name?
LeVar Arrington.
Yeah, LeVar Arrington. He went one, and Courtney went two.
Tom Cassino.
Who's that?
Ohio State.
Somebody say Beyonce is a great artist, gorgeous, but a terrible actress.
You got, of course, in 1966, Tommy Nobis.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think they care.
Not a lot of linebackers drafted number one overall.
Yeah, Courtney Brown, by the way, was number one overall pick, but he says defensive end. So
yeah, there's
so
there's
Courtney something. Brown was one, and LeVar Arrington was two.
Correct.
Right.
Anything else, Robbie?
He got drafted by the Browns because the Browns had 1,000 number one picks back then. Every year.
So Scoop B, Tobin.
Ah,
Scoop B. He reports that the Heat might be interested in adding Paul Millsap this summer to add front court depth.
Paul Millsap?
Last one passed.
He's like 40.
He's 35.
All right.
Do a little 1-year
deal. Would you kick the tires on Boogie or you go Paul Millsap?
If we were going into next season, I'd rather kick the tires on Boogie.
He looked good for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, Boogie was Boogie is like one of those guys I want the Heat to have like for the whole offseason, knowing they're gonna have him. That's how I'd like them to go with that.
Oh, and Tobin, I guess to report the obvious, Sham says the Miami Heat have sights on Giannis Antetokounmpo and Victor Oladipo.
My man Shams. The Sham man. Shabam. Shams and Bam.
I think you should be banned from Twitter.
Why?
Because this is nonsense.
Why? He says that's a credible
reporter. We got to play Michael Jackson and make whale noises because somebody said, who's not? Here's a question. Wouldn't it be more news if Shams would have came out and said, he told me they're not interested in Giannis?
Well, that would be a lie.
That would be a lie. Why would you want lie
news? But I'm saying that's more newsworthy than saying a team is interested and the hottest free agent.
You remember in Game of Thrones the importance of sending a raven? It was just to let you know, get a little message across. So it's just Riley saying, still interested in you.
I don't understand how back in the day they couldn't invent a car, right? Or better travel arrangements, but they could coach a raven to fly all over the world.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Really?
You gotta go.
If I would go right outside right now and tape a letter to a raven and send it to you, it would be like I invented a cure for cancer. You'd be so impressed.
We'll take a break. 15 minutes of heat.
They just tell them, they don't even tell them where to fly. Hey. 15 minutes of heat.
Pop, pop. 15 minutes of heat here for you on 790 The Ticket. If you guys missed it earlier in the show, we had Spike Lee on the program. We will bring that for you in about 10 minutes. If you guys missed Spike Lee, he was awesome. He's got a new movie out. You guys check it out. It's streaming on Netflix now. But enjoyed it. Enjoyed our conversation with Spike Lee. So if you missed that, we'll bring that to you. As far as the NBA is concerned, our guy Ethan Skolnick reported that the Heat have no players concerned with return to play when season resumes. He said on the on his Five Reasons Twitter account, can report that no Heat players are among the group around the league pushing for protocols to change if they come to Orlando. As one source says, quote, they are all in. All in, Leroy. Laughing in the face of coronavirus, even if it is spiking in Central Florida like wildfire.
Look, man, we just live in we're in one of those times right now where you kind of have to respect the wishes of the players, even though you would like to see all the players play. But deep down, here's what you're hoping. You're hoping it's not one of your stars. You're hoping it's not one of your difference makers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's certain guys that are saying that, and people at home that are fans of that team, already reworking their roster and trying to move the minutes around.
Well, who gives the test? Is it the NBA having somebody independent, or do the Heat give the test? Like, could the Heat do a big cover-up scandal of the COVID-19 tests?
No, why would you? No, man.
Get some false negatives, get the top-ranked testing committee.
No! What the hell? What's wrong with you guys?
I'm just asking questions. I'm just asking questions.
Oh, my! I'm not even partaking in that silliness.
All right.
Well, you think somebody would do that?
Well,
you think somebody would risk infecting everybody because they're winning?
Can somebody play with, like, instead of the goggles back in the day, can they play with the mask?
With the Viv Stiviani mask?
You know, yesterday was the first time I ever saw somebody wearing the visor.
I'm going to tell you like this.
You go with visor over mask, huh?
I'm going to tell you like this. The people wearing those visors, they're doing it because it's different. First of all, you're going to suffocate. And second of all, it's stupid.
I saw somebody yesterday at Home Depot wearing the visor, and I was like, huh.
And look.
In South Florida.
Not for nothing. But I'm always going to use caution when you can get it on the roadside. You can't buy that at
like a 7-Eleven?
Not even 7-Eleven, but a pharmacy. You can't get it at a pharmacy.
Where does
Even acknowledge that as a proper way to cover your face.
It's so weird. Like, you want to get all fogged up and messy?
Hey, you know what's funny?
Yep.
Periodically, somebody will dabble in the Tobin and Leroy show, and they'll hear something and feel obligated to respond.
Yep.
So we get this. They just use the bird's natural instinct to fly back home. Different birds were used to go to different locations. It's not like they were taught. They taught the birds how to read maps and addresses. I'm like, they sell visors at CVS, dummies. Well, they're like, dumb.
Sounds like we got a visor guy in the crowd.
Right.
Sorry.
Hey, this guy wears a visor.
Sorry. Hey, sorry, visor man. Hey, why don't you go weld for me, visor guy? Fire up your blowtorch.
Somebody says Solomon Hill would be in charge of giving out hand sanitizer during timeouts.
Agreed. And Gabe Vincent.
Really? But wait.
You're thinking of Leroy.
Guys
I know you're thinking.
Before UD.
Minus one.
They are. Did I tell an untruth? Did I tell an untruth?
You told a rule violation is what you told. And our policy stands what it is.
No, I didn't.
By the way, let's check in on our poll. Would you want the Miami Heat replacement players to be a band of your favorite all-time former players like Mario Chalmers, Michael Beasley, Glenn Rice, Birdman, Anderson? Or do you want them to be able-bodied G-leaguers? And right now, 71% of the vote says former Heat players.
What?
It'll be great fun.
You know what? Sometimes your hot takes spread like COVID-19, right? So first it was just two people. Now it's probably 300 people who really believe that that's going to help the Heat win.
Well, you know, it's funny because yesterday I saw Mario Chalmers' tweet where he goes, some of us are here and waiting. So I just put a picture on my Instagram of that tweet, but it linked to his Instagram of the report. So it kind of just looked like he just had an announcement. So I just posted on my Instagram with a picture of Rio. I go, business has just picked up. And everybody thought I was reporting that Mario Chalmers was actually back when I was not doing that. I was just saying, theoretically, if he was allowed to be here, that business would pick up.
Here's what you're doing. You're doing Tobin stuff, right? And people are not you. I'm on to you. Like, I see the little tweet, and I just keep it moving. Don't stop. Sometimes you see one of those tweets. You want to think. You want to say, hold on, what this is mean? Let me investigate. Don't. Just keep it moving. Before you get hit with some water from the silly sauce sprinkler.
Tweeter writes in, he says, yeah, and 3 months ago, this is obviously Visor Guy who's very mad at me. He says, yeah, and 3 months ago you were wearing a mask. You thought wearing a mask was weird because it wasn't common. Bunch of followers. I was wearing a mask because it was the rules. I didn't want to wear a mask.
And let me clarify. So in order for the mask to work, you basically have to put your face in a hot box. Right? What you're doing is you just keep giving yourself COVID-19 because that air's not circulating.
Yeah, bro, why are you giving your face five for fighting? You're putting your face in the penalty box.
Right. He's got your own personal sauna.
So
while
ugly.
Everybody is breathing and getting air through their face mask, you are breathing the COVID air and it's just circulating.
There's just so many options you could go with. You could go with the medical mask. You can go with the bandana over the face. You could tie the bandana. You could do the old shirt pullover. You could do those neck things that pull over. There's a lot of cool looking masks. To land on the option of visor is just a little strange to me.
Right. Like, man, wait, I just told you. When I wore the eye shield in football, it used to fog up. And my nose was free. What do you think? Holy smokes.
Have you ever gone swimming? Like, can you go 3 seconds without your goggles fogging up? Could you imagine having it over your whole face?
Right. And you know somebody's going to try to bedazzle it. They're going to come out with tinted ones. They're going to come out with the yellow tint. You know they're going to try to soup it up.
Oh, yeah.
For an extra $2.
they're going to have like little designs in it.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. Why? We can't just look. I get it. But like, it was hard enough to get people to wear the mask. And then you're going to have the people that OD on it. Right? Oh, if you're going to use that kind of mask, I'm going to invent my own mask. You know what? I'm going to just do a face shield.
Somebody says, nope, my 70-year-old mother wears it as extra protection. Nah, she doesn't. You have a fit. That's a fake story.
He just fake said story. That so I have a friend.
Let me tell you something right now. Can I be honest with you? I know this is anecdotal. I see more old people walking around without masks than anybody. The old people don't give a rat's ass. They're just like, come at me, COVID. I mean, like, I'm seeing these old folks walking around willy-nilly. Let me tell you something. As soon as the restaurants were open, they were back to Denny's, like eight at a table. Because these old people love to eat together. They love to eat together.
Uh-oh, somebody said, remember Tyson's pigeons?
I do.
He let them go fly around and they returned to his coop. You know why they returned to his coop? That's where the food was.
That's true.
Right? If your dog runs away, he gonna come back soon as he can't find no food.
Somebody says you guys are stupid for not wearing a mask. Nobody's not wearing a mask, dum-dum.
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody's not wearing a mask. We are not wearing the welding visor.
Oh, my goodness. Why? How did he get that out of that?
You, sir, are a jackass. I mean, listen. You know, it might be hard to listen in your bubble head, okay? It might be hard to listen because it looks like you're about to go scuba diving like you're Jacques Cousteau. But hear me out when I say, wear your face coverings, but you have a lot of options. And the last option I'm going to personally, do you, but the last one I'm going to is the welding.
The Martian. Like, you know they cover their face because they can't breathe Earth's atmosphere, right?
Yeah, and by the way, explain the science to me. So for yesterday when I'm at Home Depot and dude is breathing at me, and it's going down. Is it not bouncing? Is the mucus not bouncing off the visor down onto the debit card keypad? Like, it doesn't seem like it's as effective. I'm sorry. I don't believe it.
I still don't. Like, how did that? How did they get to that?
Somebody says, damn, these cucumber water people. 100%. Dude, if you have the visor, you drink cucumber water.
Wait a minute. Now somebody's suggesting more work. Just buy antifog and also do the dry, then rinse with salt water. Oh. How about I just wear a face covering and not a...
How about I just use a more efficient tool for this project?
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Man. What? It's supposed to be Friday. We're supposed to be celebrating.
Cause
no rain.
We got dude in his feelings about his visor.
Yeah, he really got...
You must love Steve Spurrier. Yeah, I guess I definitely see him drinking cucumber water, Steve Spurrier.
Steve Spurrier drinking some cucumber water with his visor on?
Somebody says, man. The old people either don't care or they have masks and gloves on in their car alone.
Oh, yeah. That's the crazy thing. When you look at somebody next to you and they're full geared up. Oh, man. By the way, I got to tell you, since COVID, my car has been a mess.
Oh,
I don't
me too.
Clean it. I mean, I got all kinds of snacks and Gatorade bottles I mean, it looks like I live in my car.
Oh, dude. I wish I saw the picture of the back of Slim's car at one time when he was working here. You have to see it. It's amazing. I got to ask him if he still has that picture.
Somebody said, my wife's grandparents look like they work for the CDC fighting the Ebola outbreak in South Africa when they leave the house. They're overdoing it.
Somebody says, our medical professionals wear those face shields. I'm not suggesting regular people wear it, but they are effective. Listen, 100%. If you're going into the battlefield, wear as much as you need. Like I said, wear all the scuba gear you need to wear to
but
feel
aren't
like
they,
you're going
aren't
to
they wearing something over their face also in addition yes. to the shield?
Of okay. course.
Right. Right. But I don't know if you need all that in Publix, but people are wearing that instead of
yeah,
the
and let me
facial
tell you something.
Covering.
Let me tell you something about those people too who are in the medical. They actually are taking care of it and sanitizing it the right way. I'm guaranteeing Home Depot visor guy, he's not doing that. He's throwing that thing on the floor of his car as soon as he gets in.
Right.
Can't trust it.
Yep. Look, I remember what I have on my rearview mirror.
Yeah.
I have my work thing. I have for the Super Bowl on there still, and a face mask. And they just stay there hanging. So when I go to the store.
Crazy, man. All right. If you guys missed it earlier in the show, Advisor Man is very mad on the text line. I love it. Very oh, mad.
But is there anything more? I guess the point of the visor, but I feel like it's one of the more useless items you can have because it doesn't cover your head. If you're out in the sun, your face, your top of your head is going to get burned.
I mean, neither does the mask. except, I'm going to tell you, Bruce Leroy had everything covered. I wonder if I could wear that now, right?
I think so.
I could wear that now. Yeah.
All right. If you guys missed it, we had Spike Lee on the show earlier. He was fantastic. You guys missed it. He's coming up next. So let's go and talk to the great Spike Lee. Spike, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
I'm here.
Hey, you got your new movie coming out today. Are these nerve-wracking days, Spike? With the opening day, it's on. The Five Bloods on Netflix starting to stream today. Or are you excited to see everybody finally get?
It's like giving birth. You know, you got 9 months or longer making it happen, and now it's out the embryo. Out. I know it's a crazy analogy, but when my films come out, it's like giving birth. And happy to speak today. The Five Bloods, I'm very happy with the way this film turned out, and it streams today on Netflix.
Well, that's awesome. I definitely can't wait to watch. I know Leroy's excited about it. He's a big fan of yours and all your work. So thanks for joining us today. Much appreciated. Go ahead, Leroy.
So, Spike, one of the reasons why I've always been a big fan is because, you know, as kids, and I'm just a little bit younger than you, all your movies had a message, and you weren't just watching a movie to be entertained, you were learning about things. So, you know, one of the few books that I've ever read was Malcolm X, and that was because I saw Malcolm X. And there's a couple of movies that I saw and watched before then. And I was thinking, do you go into all these movies and think, you know what, this is what's going on in society, I want to give my views on it, and boom, I have a movie? Or it just kind of happens that way, because all your movies have somewhat of a message of what's going on in society.
Very good question, and thank you. And the answer is, it's a combination of two. It's not really like I've been doing films for 40 years. I'm on fourth decade. It's not like everything is the same. So it really depends on the subject matter. But with this film that just came out today, we're doing a lot of teaching in it. We're dropping in knowledge, wisdom, all types of stuff, you know, pointing out, shouting out historical figures that, you know, we really aren't taught in schools. Like, for example, there's a scene where Chadwick Boseman, Mr. Black Panther, he's his squad leader, and he's telling his Bloods. Bloods is the term that black soldiers called each other in Vietnam. It has nothing to do with the gang. They call each other Bloods. And he's telling these guys who don't know that the first person to die for the United States of America in the war was a black man. His name was Crispus Attucks, and he died the American Revolutionary War at the Boston Massacre. You know, so and his point is that black people will fight for this country from the get, from the very beginning. And jump ahead, you know, we see these guys, these brothers who were very, very young, shipped halfway across the world to fight in the moral war in Vietnam.
Leroy was asking because, you know, sports-wise, one of the big tie-ins during that war was Muhammad Ali giving up his title.
Yes, I mean, the film begins with Muhammad Ali.
Does it?
And he says, I'm not going to say the N-word, he says, ain't no Viet Cong call me the N-word. That's how the movie begins.
How do you think that would, how do you think something like Muhammad Ali, how, we were asking this earlier in the show, how do you think that would go today?
What do you mean by go?
Like, how do you think Muhammad Ali, who, you know, was the biggest sporting figure in the world
we're talking about, you know, he was later years, but he would be on the streets marching with everybody else today. And the thing about people forget about Muhammad Ali, he was saying stuff about the Vietnam War way before it was popular. At one time, you know, he was the most hated man in the world, in the United States of America, was his stance on the war. He got stripped of his heavyweight title. So over the years, you know, they've glamorized him, but at one point it wasn't like that. You know, and he stood out in, you know, on his morals and scruples, and he paid a price for it.
We're talking to Spike Lee here on the show. Now, Spike, down here in Miami, obviously, long time Heat Knicks rivalry I just got to ask. Okay, so I know that, you know, I was seeing some of your quotes that you're not so pleased with the Knicks right now, and James Dolan making it hard.
Can I just say something?
Sure.
Where you guys calling from, Miami?
Yeah, we're Miami.
Hey, I just remember Allen Houston making that layup.
No, come on!
Hey,
why you got to bring
Spike, that answers the question right there.
Where the station is, I knew it had to drop that.
I was going to extend the olive branch. I was like, hey, do you want to? I was asking if you wanted to jump on board. Now that, you know, maybe put the Knicks behind. Maybe Pat Riley's going to go out there, get another Orca. Why don't you jump onto Heat Nation for a little bit, Spike?
Can't do it. But that was a great rivalry. It was a great rivalry.
Are you cool with Pat Riley? Do you like him? What is your feeling of Riles with leaving the Knicks and whatnot? Like,
no, me and Pat Riley were born on the same day. We're mad cool. We give each other love every time we see each other. And most recently was at the memorial for Kobe in L.A. at the Staples Center. So me, I have no number of love for Pat Riley, and it's mutual.
Spike, a little 6 degrees of separation. My roommate in college, we played in the same backfield, was Jared Bunch. And Jared Bunch, when he played for like a couple, he got drafted in the first round by the Giants. And then when he got done, which was very short because he thought he was Barry Sanders, and he wasn't. But that's a whole nother story. He got into acting. And so he called me one time and said, hey, man, hey, I'm in this movie. I'm in a Spike Lee joint. You got to come check it out. And he was in Best Man. And so, I'm wondering.
Oh, that was my cousin's film. It wasn't my film.
Oh, okay. All right, because they have okay.
My cousin's name is Malcolm Lee.
Okay. Now my question is this: you know, when you see all these early movies that you made, there's a lot of people that now are just big time. I'm talking big time. Have you ever come across one of these actors early on in their career and say, you know what, this guy's going to be a star, this lady's going to be a star?
Okay, that's an easy question to answer. Jungle Fever was Halle Berry's first film.
Yep, I remember that.
Do the Right Thing was Martin Lawrence's first film. The late, great Robin Harris's first film. Do the Right Thing was, it's too many to...
Right.
No, I'm always trying to carve out, a couple of spots in my films for young talent. And here's the thing, though. There's a lot of talent out there, but people need a shot. People need a platform, so I understand that. And, I still continue to do that till today.
We're talking to Spike Lee. Now, Spike, there was I saw some rumors that you might be going, that Zion Williamson is a candidate to be in a new He Got Game. What about?
No. Let me set the record straight. If I do He Got Game 2, he will get an audition. No one's just going to be handed a role.
Okay. Well, I got. How about you give an audition to young Heat star Bam Adebayo? He's got the cool name.
Can he act? Can he act?
I don't know. I'll ask him next time. whenever we're allowed to get in front of these guys when the season resumes, I will definitely ask him. But I think he's got the high fly down. He's got the good look. He's hilarious during interviews.
Hey, that's different, man.
A blossoming role. I don't think he'll overtake the role like Zion will. Like, everybody will be like, oh, that's...
If I do this film, we'll be very thorough with who gets an audition.
Were you shot that, Ray Allen?
The same way we were with He Got Game.
Right. Were you shocked that Ray Allen ended up being the guy? Were you, surprised that, hey, man, this guy could really act? Or... you kind of had to.
I didn't know, but Ray came in like 4 or 5 auditions. And look, I'm gonna be honest. There were guys in the league that didn't even want to audition. Just said, "Put me in a movie," and I wasn't doing that.
What's that process like? Do you make him do a scene, or what level do they have to be for you to say, "All right, I can work with this"?
I gotta see something. Also got to see dedication, because when we shot, I was asked whoever was going to play the part of Jesus Schultz was going to have to give me their whole off season.
Oh,
yeah, that's great.
Ray Allen did not. The day we finished shooting, he went to camp the next day, so his entire off season was spent in rehearsal and shooting the film. And not that many players were able to make that, didn't want to make that commitment.
Spike, any final words you want to say about The Five Bloods, which is streaming on Netflix starting today?
Just the new Spike Lee joint. Check it out. What else you doing?
We appreciate the time.
We're in a pandemic.
All right, offer still on the table if you want to become if you want to join Heat Nation, Spike. If you want to, leave the Knicks behind, and you want to join the Heat fan, I'll allow it. I'm extending the olive branch. Just so you know, open
all right,
invitation.
Man. Well, that ain't gonna happen. But thank you. Take care. Be safe.
All right. See you later. That's Spike Lee.